We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Well, my honest thing, it really don't matter.
So that means that you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied?
That's not what I said. I said it doesn't matter. Like,
all right.
Me being black in America, it ain't nothing go good for me, honestly. So I really don't know what you're going to get out of this conversation with me. Black people don't get shit in America, so.
But if you have to decide one of the options, we said very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
So if I'm telling you that a black person doesn't get shit in America, does that mean I'm satisfied? Hell no, I'm not fucking satisfied. No, I'm not satisfied. They don't do nothing for us.
So that means somewhat or very dissatisfied, ma'am.
Yeah.
Which one?
Very dissatisfying.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you set each of these issues is to you using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. First one says, inflation and the cost of living. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. How about jobs and wages?
Now that one's tricky. Because most people...
How about?
I don't know. That's kind of tricky. I feel like that's a personal issue. I don't know. I want to say that's between a 5 and a 7. I don't know. That's
okay.
Because
thank you.
The
about,
and not the company.
Thank you. How about student loan debt?
That's a big issue, but I don't feel like it's a big priority issue, so I'm going to give that a 4.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, K through 12 education.
I'm gonna get that 1-7.
Beg your pardon?
I think I'm gonna do that 1-7.
7, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. About next one, immigration.
I definitely don't have a problem with immigration since this whole country is built on immigration. So we're going to put that as a 1.
A 1? Okay. About abortion rights?
That's a big issue. I'm going to put that at 10.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Next one, reproductive. I'm sorry. 1 second. Reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom?
Yep.
Whoa, what does that mean? Before I even answer that.
I'm afraid that more information isn't written here.
I'm just reading
this verbatim.
I'm not sure how big of a problem that is or issue it is. Like, I'm just now hearing that. That's kind of new. My ears. I mean, people should be able to be free to reproduce who they want to, but at the same time, if that person does not want you, then that's a no. So, I don't know how to answer that one. That's kind of new to my ears.
Neutral? Like a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. About next one, voting rights?
I mean, that's an issue because... I don't know how big of an issue that is, though. But, I mean, like, we should have voting rights. We already have voting rights. However, I know your rights can be stripped. But that also could make a change. So, It's not an issue, though. Unless you want to complain about how felons can't vote, but it's not really a big issue right now. Well, I'm going to put that as a two.
Two? Okay. Thank you. How about next one, criminal justice reform?
That is a six.
Six. Okay. Thank you. About next one, racism and discrimination.
I'm being that it's been over. We're gonna put that nine. Because I do feel like it's still a big issue.
It's a big issue, so it's a very important issue.
Yeah, it's an important issue, but it's not the most important. What'd I say, a nine? Can I move that down to an eight?
Okay. Sure. Thank you. About health care.
Health care should be a 10. Definitely a 10. They keep arguing about health care. I don't understand how long they're going to argue about health care. What's the best way to go? That's ridiculous.
So what number do you say?
10.
10. Okay. Thank you. About crime and violence.
In America? I remember that as 6, too.
How much?
6.
6? Okay. Thank you. About next one, democracy?
That's a 10.
10? Okay.
Yeah.
About last one is climate change.
Four.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
It's definitely going to be a 10.
Okay.
Now,
you
want to add 2? I don't know yet.
Thank you so much, Jean. Mano, what is your race?
African-American.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Thank you so much. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I was born a female. I am a female.
Thank you very much. And Mano, what is the year of your birth?
1996.
Thank you so much. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Technically, I've taken classes and got certification. So, I would say college, institution college program.
Okay, thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10? 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
7.
Thank you so much. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power.
We're going to get at 6.
6? Okay. Thank you. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First one is Kamala Harris. How will you rate her from 0 to 10?
I'm going to give Kamala 8.
8, okay.
I mean, all the way there, but...
How about the Democratic Party?
That's a trick question for me because I know the history of the Democrat Party, so they're not really Democrats. They started off as Republicans, and the party switched. But I'll give them a 5.
Okay. About the Republican Party?
We're going to give them a 3.
Thank you. Next one is Donald Trump.
We gotta think about this one. I'm gonna give him a 5. Let me give Donald Trump a 5.
Thank you. And how about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Robert F. Kennedy. I want to give him a 7.
Thank you. And last one is Joe Biden.
Joe. I didn't even think. Why, is he still in the race? I thought Kamala took his spot. We're
going to
give him a 6.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
If I had to make a vote today, it would be Robert F. Kennedy, honestly.
Okay.
For November, we got 3-4 months. Well, change my mind, because my second one a month will be Kamala, but right now I ain't sold on her.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate, ma'am?
Neither, because I am an independent liberal, so I wouldn't want either one of them.
Okay. Thank you. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote, the Republican or the Democratic candidate?
If I had to choose, I'm not going to choose because I think both of the parties are both corrupt.
Okay. Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
For 2020? I don't even remember who I had 2020. I know it was Trump and somebody else, but I don't know who was the other person. I know it wasn't Trump. Whoever the person
I got Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, or Howie Hawkins.
I don't even know why I said that. Of course Joe Biden. I'm slow right now. I don't know why I said that.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, you said that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, or better, or much better?
I mean, ever since the pandemic, there's been issues, economy-wise. So I want to say things gotten a little bit worse. after the pandemic, because within the past 5 years has been a pandemic.
So worse. Okay. Thank you. And thinking about the network or friends and associates, well, you said that everyone votes, most of them vote. It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote.
I would say everybody I come around vote.
Okay. So we'll be most of them vote. Okay. Now, I'm going to give me a sec. Below is the list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought you should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First one is Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
No, they didn't make no progress. They definitely didn't make no progress. With them, their party, yeah, they made progress. The progress reflects to me, no. So it all depends on how you look at progress. Because on my end, that's a no. So we're going to say 0. But for somebody else who is in the Republican Party, you know, them, they made progress. I ain't make no damn progress.
And how about the next one, the Supreme Court?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure when it comes to them. I'm not sure. I don't have an answer to that.
About Donald Trump?
Donald Trump didn't make no progress. So we're going to get at a 0.
A 0? Okay. About next one? White supremacists.
That's a 0 too. For me? For them? Yeah,
0.
That's 100%. Yeah.
Okay. Next one is Governor Kemp.
That's going to be a 0 too. Because he shouldn't even been on office. He ain't do nothing.
Okay. About Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
In the Congress?
Mm-hmm.
What have they done? I would say I'm going to give them a 3.
A 3? Okay. And last one, President Biden.
Biden ain't done nothing 0.
Okay. Thank
That's
you.
That's why, and I said, I'm disappointed. I am not satisfied. Nobody has done anything.
Thank you so much.
It depends on
who you
talk to.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, we're almost done here. We're about 75%. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means you're not sure. And 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First one says, we have made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Mm, it sounds good. I'm going to get that up 6.
Thank you. Next one says, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
So are you saying, is that saying basically they're not doing anything? Because I'm kind of confused on, I wouldn't vote for that.
I can read that back again. It says 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Okay, so, and you said my response would be to, I know it's the number system, but it's basically my motivation towards voting towards that.
Yeah, that's correct. Basically, we are trying to measure on a scale from 0 to 10.
I'm not voting for that.
Okay.
So that's gonna be my count.
Yeah, just let me explain this once again. With the scale of 0 to 10, 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means you're not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. Okay.
Then we'll get
So that's a 0?
Yeah, I wouldn't vote for that because, it's not anything.
Thank you. Now, next one says the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence programs offer 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Five.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Next one says the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. How will you rate that from 0 to 10 now?
7.
Thank you. And last one says the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia. Hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I think I gave, what is that, a 7, I think I gave.
7? Okay. Next one says, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
6.
Thank you so much. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and law offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
Cool.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, where you said that your life has gotten much worse, stayed same, better, or much better?
I don't remember what I gave that one. I think it said 4 or 5 or something.
I remember this was worse, but just to confirm, thinking back to the last 4 years, we said that your life has gotten much worse, stayed same, better, or much better? I'm sorry? What was your answer? I'm sorry, can you hear you?
Yeah, it's going to be worse.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Oh, what?
Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'm going to say no comment because I don't feel like it has anything to do with this.
Okay, no comments. Thank you very much. We're almost done here now. Are you married, unmarried,
no,
living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you so much. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Nope.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed,
part-time.
Retired, part-time?
Part-time.
Okay. In last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
I don't know that. That is something I am not paying attention to. So like other people, money is not my biggest concern. I don't tally up all that.
Okay. Thank you, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Pete. Para preguntarte si lo vamos a hablar, ¿cómo? 109 te va a pasar. Pues son los 20 que yo guardo. $529. Ahí está, la captura. Vaya. Bye, amor. Sí. Bye, amor.